We're starting now Shar HaTevuna in the Sefer Shmir Saloshin, Perek Aleph. We just finished this Shar Zechira, and we start beginning a new Shar now. I'm going to ask you a question, and the question is the topic of discussion. It's a big question, the question we're about to discuss. What is a person's job here in this world? What is a person here for? What's his job? And it's not really the Chavetz Chaim's question, it's Gemara's question in Chulin. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Shar Tevuna, Perek Aleph, Yevoyer bo yimaymer ha-Gemara, Ma'um nosa shel odom bo'il mazeh. We will discuss the Gemara in Chulin, the Afeites. What is man's occupation? What is his job here in this world? Karsinim b'chulin, Amar b'yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says as follows. Ma'i d'chsiv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? In Kapitel Nunches, Pasuk Beis, Ha'umnom eilem tzedek d'abeirun meisharim tishbetu v'nei Adam. Is there silence, ha'umnom, when you should be speaking justice, when you should be judging people of fairness? That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Is there silence when you should be speaking justice, when you should be judging people with fairness? Ha'umnam eilem tzedek t'daberun meisharim tishbetu b'nei Adam. Says the Gemara, ma'um nosoi shel odom bo'ilam hazeh. What is man's job, his umnosoi, his umnus, bo'ilam hazeh, here in this world? Now, the question has to be asked, is it possible to say that everyone has the same job? Everybody says we need different things in the world. We need a carpenter, we need a doctor, we need a plumber, we need everybody. Everybody's going to have the same job. The Gemara makes a statement like everybody has the same occupation. And the truth is, we'll see from the answer that in this aspect, everyone can have the same occupation. Ma'am nosa shel odom bo'ilam hazeh, asked the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Yosim atzma ki'ilim. He should make himself like a mute. He should make himself like he doesn't talk. A person's occupation here in this world is to occupy himself, to be busy with not talking. And now we will clarify and explain what this means. So please, if we leave now and we want to follow the words of the Gemara, it's going to be very difficult, never to talk. This reminds me, I've mentioned the story in the past, reminds me of the time I said good morning to a friend of mine in yeshiva, and he didn't respond to, you know, he mumbled, he didn't say words. And he wrote down on the paper, speak fast. So I said it fast, I said, good morning. I didn't know what he wanted, you know, speak fast. That's a joke. Then I realized he's Israeli. So he had a tainis dibur. A fast speak fast. So the words are backwards. So fast speak fast. So he had a tainis dibur. He wasn't speaking. Speak fast. This is speak fast, a fast speak. So is that what we're here for? We should occupy ourselves with not speaking. We're going to clarify what this means. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that the Gemara uses the word umnus, an occupation, for a reason. It's not just by chance. The Gemara could have said, "Ma esek ba'adam ba'ilam hazeh." What's his involvement? Like the Gemara chooses the word umnus, like a craft that a person does. Kiyadu hu shim yirtze odom she'einenu uman la'asayis eiz kli. Because we know, im yirtze odom, if you see a person, she'einenu uman, who's not a craftsman, he's not good with his hands so much, and he's not so familiar with doing things, he's talking about me. He wants to make something. He has an idea, he wants to make a shtender. He has a picture in his head, how to make the best shtender. Goes up and down. for when he stands, when he sits, has the drawer to open up, the shelf to put in, right? Everything looks great. So then he gets the hammer and the nails and the wood, and it doesn't come out the way the picture looks like in his head. To bring that actual shtender into a physical creation from that figment of his imagination, there are a lot of steps in between. And it doesn't work out. It doesn't come to the shtender. Why not? He's not accustomed. He's not an expert. He doesn't have a lot of experience. He's not used to making shtenders. This reminds me of the time I drew a sukkah. Picture of a sukkah. A sukkah is not so hard to draw. So Chavrusa mine said, what is that, a cow? You know, certain things, that's not where our talents are. So the Chafetz Chaim is saying, if a person wants to make the shtender, just because he knows what it looks like in his head, doesn't mean he'll be able to make that shtender. He's not used to making it. However, Misha Hu Uman, a person who's an expert, he's made many shtenders, he's good with his hands, he has a lot of experience. Shikvar Hurgul Bazeh Mina Rusoi, he's been making shtenders since he's a child, in this example. He's able to make a shtender, he's able to make whatever has to be made, he's very good, he's been doing it as a child already. A lot of experience. So too with this attribute of silence. Af shekol mi sheyesh lo das mitzayr b'daitoy shemida zu toiva ad moed. Everybody realizes that this mida, this attribute of silence, is very helpful, because we look back at times if we would have just kept quiet, we never would have had that situation, never would have had that issue. Just keeping quiet. Sometimes one extra word, one extra groan, or who knows what, caused a big commotion. Nonetheless, continues the Chafetz Chaim, Shu mishumur al yodo, nikol yisur mishaboyim al yidei adibur, that a person will avoid, he'll watch himself not saying the wrong thing. We'll see that the person will be careful and he'll prevent himself from a lot of bad occurrences, a lot of bad things happening if he would just refrain from talking. However, if a person decides, you know what, I'm going to make sure I'm quiet, rak be'eitha she'yeh muchruch lezeh machves mitzvah ha'tayra, I'm going to make sure I don't speak incorrectly when the Torah tells me don't speak Lashon Hara, don't speak during davening, don't speak during Chazaras HaShatz, don't speak during Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah says don't speak during those times. I'm going to make sure I'm not going to speak during those times. What about the other times? What about the other times when the Torah doesn't say something specifically? Could go in, for example, Miladaber Lashon Hara, I won't speak Lashon Hara, Urechilus, Leitzanus, Ushad, Diburim, Asurim. However, the other times, a biltum, yidaber, kol ma sheyirtze, I'll speak whatever I want, av shedibur, av dibur sheinenu hechrecha, even when it's not necessary to speak, you can speak anyway. Such a mindset of preventing myself, I'll be shosak, I'll be quiet, when the Torah tells me specifically to be quiet, but when the Torah does not specifically tell me to be quiet, then I'll talk whatever I want, bevadei gam yizeh al yanach yodoy. He will not be successful even those times when he makes up in his mind not to speak when the Torah says don't speak. Why is that? Why won't the person be successful? He tells himself, this is it. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara anymore. I'm not going to speak the wrong times. So why won't he be successful? This Chafetz Chaim is a pessimist? Chas v'shalom. He's telling us the facts. He tells us as follows. He tells us the understanding, the psychology of man as follows. Lahavdil, you could advertise it, learn psychology about human mind over here. That's what we're doing right now. He says, Acharei shaloi hurgulu piv ulishoyna binin minias hadibor v'adraba hergilo minarusom ledabra koma shiyala liboy. Just like the person who had the mashal and the mindset to build that shtender. He has a picture, the beautiful picture, dark oak wood, dark, you know, color, nice looking shtender. It goes up and down according to his height. And he wants to lean back. But he can't bring that shtender to a physical shtender. Imagine he goes to shul and he lets go, puts the sitter down and all falls on the floor. Because he has it in his head, but it's not there. Because he wasn't used to making shtenders. He doesn't know how to make a shtender. So too, says the Chafetz Chaim, the person who uses his mouth on a regular basis and did not train himself to be quiet, to be an elaim, what's going to happen to such a person is he will not be successful even in times when he knows he should not talk. He doesn't know how to make that shtender. The shtender here in this case is how to be quiet. Ever since he's a child, you know, it's an interesting world we live in. By little children, you get so excited, the first word they say. I remember one of my children, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, I had a night shift, and I'm with my son in the glider, like the rocking chair, and all of a sudden, like my eyes are, I don't know, more closed than open, and I hear, Abba! And I get so excited, you know, I open my eyes, and I look around, of course, there's no one there besides me and him. And he was awake, and he said my name. He said, Abba, he called me. But the problem was there's no one there to believe me. So, of course, you know, they're going to say, yeah, you were sleeping, you were thinking, dreaming it, you know. But after that, he started saying, Abba, it's so exciting, you hear the first word. Especially when he calls you. Why is that, by the way? Why is that, that the person gets so excited? Why did the siblings get so excited? Their little sibling can say something that sounds like their name. Why is that? Why do we get so happy about that? I think a basic reason is because we see from that little 2-year-old, the little 16-month-old, whatever the age is, he loves me. So imagine that. Imagine how much simcha we get when a little child, a little toddler, calls out to us by our name or something that's similar to the way our name sounds like. That's how nicknames come, because the little children can't say the name correctly, and then it's how the family calls them by that name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bona, you are my children. I call out to you. I'm getting off topic here, but I call out to you. I love you so much. It's an Italian to what we're learning today also. Let's keep that in mind, how Hashem calls out to us and says, I love you. I listen to what you say. I write down the word you say. You know the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Ayin roye, oizen shamas, b'chol ma'asech, b'seif nechtavim. One of my sons is playing, I think it's Ultimate, I don't know what it's called, it's a football frisbee game. Ultimate Frisbee, okay. So I saw one of my boys they were actually on the same team, threw it to his brother, and he made a diving catch. He says, Abba, did you see that? Yeah, I saw it. The first thing, Abba, did you see that? Another one of my boys is playing tennis, he hitting the ball around, right? And he says, Abba, did you see that hit? I missed that one. I missed that one. So we do it again. The first thing, did you see it? Because we want that attention. Hashem says, different type of shot. We always think, you know, it's very difficult, very harsh approach. Every move we make, Hashem is writing down. That's true. That is true. There's another understanding. Ayin roya, Hashem says, I'm watching you. I'm watching when you catch that ball. I'm watching when you hit that ball as well. I'm watching every single move you make. I'm there with you. I'm listening to everything you say. Because I love you so much. And I'm writing down every word, because every word that comes out of your mouth is so precious to me. I'm recording it all. It's a whole different approach. But the concept is that because Hashem wants to hear us so much. Let's take that mindset, this whole discussion we just had, keep it in the front pocket, not the back pocket. Front pocket, because we can come back to it, Mitzvah Hashem. I don't know about this morning, but definitely tomorrow. Let's just get some, yeah? He says like this, the reason why we won't be able to be quiet, because we don't train ourselves. V'adarabah, hergilom minarusom. I was saying that we start off as a little child. How we got into this? To teach the children to talk. Talk, 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 talk. Say my name, say your name, say this, say that. But we don't train them to be quiet all the time. We don't train them, watch what you say. The Chafetz Chaim is saying we have to make sure we train ourselves minarusom. When people are children already, educate them. We can't talk like that. We have to talk nicely. Not just say the names. That's how we got into this in the first place. We educate people, say whatever's on your mind, especially in this world we live in. We have to thank the Medina Shel Chesed, to thank the fact that we live in the United States of America. We can come and learn. Someone just told me, he said he saw me walking to Shul on Shabbos. He said to me, he's a member, you know him, he lives here. He says, you know, when I grew up, when I lived in the Soviet Union, it didn't exist like that. You can't walk around as a Jew. You can't walk around walking to a shul. You can't walk around going to learn Torah in the public like this. This is not hundreds of years ago. He's talking to me. When he grew up, that's how he said, you can't do that. We have to appreciate Medina Shel Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the situation to live in America, to be able to come to practice our religion. We also have to realize freedom of speech is sheker. Say what you want and what you say is fine. Freedom of speech. The Torah tells us otherwise. The Torah says that's not so. You can't just say whatever you want. The Torah tells us there are yisurim. There's something called forbidden speech. Lashon hara, rechilus, einos dvarim. You can't just say whatever comes to your mind. But if a person works on himself, because if this is his occupation, he's constantly looking to be the best at his job. Until he trains himself where shtika, speech, silence, his second nature. His first nature is innate. It's part of his whole system. But speech, that's part, it's outside, that's external, that's not part of his nature. Imagine that. Imagine that it'd be hard for a person to say words that shouldn't be said. Because he thinks twice. Wait a minute, should I be saying those words? But when he trains himself, when he puts it on the front part of his agenda. You know, in the phones we have today, you can make priorities. Is this low priority, top priority, medium level? Right? You have the settings in the phone. So when it rings, imagine we set our phone. After we say Madani, we wake up. We're always excited when we get a phone call. Oh, who's calling me? Look at that, I'm a chasho person. Someone's calling me. You know, when I was in the yeshiva, we had phones that only go out. So they don't come in. No phone calls that came in the system. It's a computer system. So I was once waiting by the phone there because someone told me I should call him back in a few minutes. So I was kidding. Someone said to me, what are you doing? So I'm waiting for a phone call. He just looked at me. He didn't say anything. These phone calls don't come in. When you get a phone call, someone cares about me. Someone wants to listen. He says here, when we train ourselves, that speaking is going to be top priority. To say, what will I speak? What can I speak? As opposed to, I can't speak whatever I want. That's the umnus. That's what we have to work on here. It's like a mute who can't speak. That's the situation. The ilaim cannot speak. When the person works on himself and he makes it an occupation that I'm going to be like a mute. And we have to clarify, when is he like an Elaim? When is he going to be like a mute? When will he not speak? Then Hashem will definitely train him and give him the Siyat Shmai that he needs. That he will not come to say forbidden speech, forbidden words. Furthermore, Shekevin Akosu Bazeh, his Iris Gedoilo Midarchi Hayiro of Hushi, Itzar Benasha Ilu, Chasashon, Nishtatek Bediburoi. The Chavetz Chaim now, Kedarka Bekoidish, Chavetz Chaim will tell us we have something that's called the imagination. We have the brain. I'm not going to take a poll here, but how many of us already spent all the millions of dollars we won in the lottery that we never won? Right? Sometimes people think, if I would have won the lottery, if I win, when I win the lottery, right? They all have all the money already spent. So now we're already working the second time we win. So we have this koyach atziur, koyach of imagination. Chafetz Chaim says, Hashem gave this to us as a gift. He says, imagine a person makes a picture in his mind, the following scene. Who she yitzayir benavshoy, that perhaps if Chas Shalom would be a situation that he was nishtatek b'diburo, he wasn't able to speak anymore. He knew he was once able to speak, but he wasn't able to speak. V'nilu kol ha'roifei iroi l'rapo yisoy mecholyoy. He went from doctor to doctor, to specialist to specialist. Every single one unequivocally agreed. The first time ever in history, every single doctor agrees, we can't do anything. Every single doctor said there is nothing to do, not one thing to do. However, doctor comes from out of town. One expert doctor comes and he cures him. And he gives him that ability to speak once again. Now this is the best part of it all. He says that, oh, it's on me. I'm not sending you a bill. Right, Chafetz Chaim knows. If it's free, you feel better also. The gam bechinam, it's free. He says, don't worry about it. Ha'ein min adin shiyah over zeh, oya voy bemis. Will this patient not have tremendous love for this doctor? He cured him, he can speak. Of course, it was free also. V'yeiro ha'yisoyis ha'avos. That if the doctor says to this patient, no, do me a favor. Can you just help me out with something? You'll be there in a second. Anything for you. You gave me the ability to speak back? Or let's say he never was able to speak in the first place? And now I can speak? And this patient, never in a million years would he use his speech to degrade and to attack that same doctor that cured him. Imagine the chutzpah. Imagine the chutzpah. The same doctor that cures him. Now he can speak. He uses his mouth to slander, to speak evil gossip about this doctor. Ein lecha chutzpah gedoy lemizu. Kein hu binyaneinu mamish, says the Chofetz Chaim. This is exactly what we're talking about. Habayri yizbarach zika ul adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, merits us and gives us the schus of speech above any other creation, above all animals. Kedei sheyuchal lizkos bezeh le'olam hanitzchi b'torah of a mitzvah. Hashem is this doctor who creates us, who enables us every single second to speak. Why? To enable us, Olam Haba. To enable us to have everlasting reward through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And when a person transgresses hundreds of times with forbidden speech, it only is appropriate that he should lose his speech. He shouldn't be able to talk anymore. Hashem should say, I gave you a gift. You're not using it, I'm taking it away. And not to return this ability to speak. However, Hashem, with His tremendous rachmanus, with His tremendous mercy, He has patience. Marich apa yolov. He has patience. Ula yoshu me'avoinoi. Maybe the person will do tshuva. Maybe he'll talk properly and stop talking forbidden speech. Hakazeg gemuloi ashe yoshiv la'ashem she'edaber oid neged ritzoinim b'lashoyim b'lashon haro ritzonus v'shad yibur masurim. Just like by the doctor, would a person think to speak against this doctor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to speak. Can it be now that I will speak against Hashem? Well, how am I speaking against Hashem if I'm talking about Reuven over there? You know how? Because Hashem says, you can't talk about Reuven. He's my son. This is what Chazal tell us. What is man's umnus? What is man's occupation here in this world? Yosim atzmoy ki'ileim. He should make himself like a mute. Hainush Yosim bizichroi noi tomid ki lefi roiv kilkuli shavarti bilishoi niad ato hoyim minadin sheya ilim. That a person should think in his mind, ma'am nosa shalodim b'adam azeh, because of the words that I've spoken incorrectly up until now, what do I deserve? I deserve that Hashem should have made me like a mute, that I should not be able to speak. Ma'am nosa shalodim b'adam azeh, he should think to himself, do I deserve this ability to speak? Ach hazdoi govra alai. However, Hashem's kindness is the reason why I'm able to speak. Eich ashuv lachtoi bezeoid. How can a person, how can I, this is what a person should be thinking, says the Chavetz Chaim, from the Gemara in Chulin daf Peites, Amud Beis, how can I go back and use these words incorrectly and attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Raifei Neman, the one who gave me this ability to speak. We'll stop here for today.